Afghanistan is expected to go to a presidential runoff vote with the results of the first round to be announced on Wednesday. Full results from the April 5th election were released late last month, but the final declaration includes the outcome of weeks of deliberation over fraud complaints. As none of the eight candidates appear to have gained more than 50%, a runoff is required between the two leading nominees, former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah and ex-World Bank economist Ashraf Ghani. The first round was hailed as a success with a turnout far higher than the 2009 elections. Meanwhile, the Taliban failed to launch a major attack despite earlier threats to disrupt the vote. To bring us up to speed on all the latest developments regarding the first round of the presidential elections, we're now joined by our Kabul correspondent, Fuzz Khorshid. Fuzz, what do you have for us?
Well, Bandy, on April the 5th, about 7 million Afghans appeared on the polling stations and they made their choice. But now there are two key candidates. The front runners are Abdullah Abdullah and his key rival Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai. But based on the initial figures that have been announced by the Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission, none of these candidates achieved the majority vote. And now a second round is expected. The final results would be announced in the next 2 days by the electoral commissions here in Kabul, but preparations are underway for the second round. It is also security preparations that have been taken by the Afghan Interior Ministry. We see a large number of Afghan police officers and personnel on the streets of the Afghan capital in other major cities to protect the next polling stations for the second round. And the key candidates, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, know that there would be a second round based on the final results. So they are now building alliances with other candidates to get more votes from their fans and supporters and become the next president of Afghanistan. But let's not forget that violence is raging across Afghanistan. Taliban today has launched their spring offensive. Now violence is escalating. We see that a Taliban attacked Kabul International Airport today. Two rockets landed in this airport and it has been quickly locked down. Now a group of Taliban militants attacked a building of Justice Department in eastern Jalalabad city. The U.S. largest military air base north of Kabul, Bagram Air Base, has also been attacked by rockets. Those rockets were fired by the Taliban militants from nearby villages. And many here believe now that the Afghan government has a very big test ahead to protect the polling stations if there is a second round.
Sure, Fuzz. Well, the presidential race in Afghanistan has now been narrowed down to two participants. How do each of these candidates sit in with Afghan public opinion? And what are these individuals promising as Afghanistan's next president?
Well, the number one demand of the Afghan people is endurable peace across Afghanistan. And these two candidates, Abdullah Abdullah and his key rival Ashraf Ghani Ahmadzai, traveled to most parts of this country, like Kandahar in Helmand, the main strongholds of the Taliban militants. And I remember that during the campaign season, these two candidates promised to the Afghan people that there would be peace, there would be fight against the Taliban militants, and they would also sign the bilateral security agreement with Washington. Unlike President Hamid Karzai, these two front runners believe that signing the bilateral security agreement with Washington would bring peace and stability and better economy to the Afghan people. But of course, there are different reactions, mixed reactions to the bilateral security agreement among the Afghan people. Some people in the northern parts of this country and here in Kabul believe that if foreign troops leave this country, the Taliban will take over. But people who are suffering the most in the Pashtun-dominated areas in the south and eastern parts of this country believe that the presence of foreign troops has not helped very much over the past 12 years.
Thank you very much, Fuzz. Press TV's Fuzz Khorshid joining us from the Afghan capital, Kabul.